You're listening to 830 AM KSDP in Sandpoint, Alaska, K201DA in King Cove, Alaska.
This is virtual. This is your Hour of Jazz every Sunday from 11 to noon. Just heard Harry Shearer and Le Show. Coming up, Clarence Williams Blues 5, Wildcat Blues, Duke of Iron singing Pretty Woman, Henry Buss with Hot Lips, Tony Williams, who knows what else. Keep it tuned. This is KSDP.
Looking than she, I bet she got more money than he. While she walking, he is freeing with a pretty girl. No denying, it's happening all over the world. If she is ugly, I must pretend I cannot love her comfortably. But if she pretty and beautiful, I could romance with body and soul. She'll be charming, captivating, make papi happy. And believe me, I could love her for eternity. Now, this is another calamity, marrying a woman uglier than me. Suppose we should have a little baby, maybe it will be like a zombie. I'm not handsome, I'm not pretty, but when I marry, bet your life, boy, she bound to be prettier than me.
A little bit of island music to start it off. Duke of Iron. Some classic calypso. Coming up, Henry Buse and his orchestra off of Columbia Records from 1934, Hot Lips.
Thank you. Don't the moon look lonesome shining through the trees? Don't your house look lonesome when your baby packed up to leave? Sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. Sent for you yesterday, and here you come today. You can't love me, baby, and treat me that way.
Now, moving on.
I'm on a night.
Sometimes it's jazz, sometimes it's all that jazz. Please indulge me playing a little bit of Kinks for you today. That was The Strangers from Lola vs. Powerman. Before that, I'm on an Island off of their album, The Kink Controversy. Coming up, a couple more. It's one of my favorite groups. You know, they had a big garage rock hit, and then, you know, they fleshed out. The 20th Century Man by The Kinks from their album Muswell Hillbillies, followed by Johnny Thunder from the Village Green Preservation Society, and then also from that same album, People Take Pictures of Each Other. The Kinks here on KSDP. This is Virgil, streaming live, apradio.org.
Self shot down, some trigger happy peace now. Gotta keep a hold of my sanity. I'm a 20th century man, I don't wanna die.
block of The Kinks there on KSDP. Thank you for indulging me. I know it's usually jazz. Sometimes it's all that jazz. Take it in stride, everyone. 11 to noon every Sunday, followed by an hour of reggae. Do a little bit of lively up for you after this. That was People Take Pictures of Each Other, Johnny Thunders, 20th Century Man, The Strangers, I'm on an Island. Coming up, we have some A&R Machines. Before that, from Philip K. Dick, 1978. Speech entitled, How to Build a Universe That Doesn't Fall Apart, 2 days later. It is always my hope in writing novels and stories which ask the question, what is reality, to someday to get an answer. This was the hope of most of my readers, too. Years past, I wrote over 30 novels and over 100 stories, and still, I could not figure out what was real. One day, a girl college student in Canada asked me to define reality for her, for a paper she was writing for her philosophy class. She wanted a one-sentence answer. I thought about it and finally said, reality is that which, when you stop believing it, in it, doesn't go away. That's all I could come up with. That was back in 1972. Since then, I haven't been able to define reality with any more lucidity. More coming up. Cosmic Vibrations from 1971 by A.R. and Machines. We'll be right back. 1971, AR and Machines. Back to Philip K. Dick from 1978. So I ask, what is real? Because unceasingly, we are bombarded with pseudo-realities manufactured by very sophisticated people using very sophisticated electronic mechanisms. I do not distrust their motives. I distrust their power. They have a lot of it. It is an astonishing power, that of creating... It is an astonishing power, that of creating whole universes, universes of the mind. I ought to know. I do the same thing. It is my job to create universes as the basis of one novel after another. And I have to build them in such a way that they do not fall apart 2 days later. At least, that is what my editors hope. However, I'll reveal a secret to you. I like to build universes which do fall apart. I like to see them come unglued, and I like to see how the characters in those novels cope with this problem. I have a secret love of chaos. There should be more of it. Do not believe, and I am dead serious when I say this, do not assume that order and stability are always good in a society or in a universe. The old, the ossified, must always give way to new life and the birth of new things. Before the new things can be born, the old must perish. This is a dangerous realization, because it tells us that we must eventually part with much of what is familiar with us, and that hurts. But that is part of the script of life. Unless we can psychologically accommodate change, we ourselves begin to die inwardly. What I'm saying is that objects, customs, habits, and ways of life must perish so that the authentic human being can live. And is the authentic human being who matters most, the viable, elastic organism which can bounce back, absorb, and deal with the new. Of course, I say this because I live near Disneyland, and they are always adding new rides and destroying old ones. Disneyland is an evolving organism. For years, they had the Lincoln Simulacra, and like Lincoln himself, was only a temporary form which matter and energy take and then lose. The same is true of us, like it or not. Tony Williams, or the Tony Williams Experience, doing Vashkar from 1969.
We'll be right back.
Fela Kuti and Africa 70 with their track Zombie from Nigeria. I believe it's 82 or 81. Tony Williams with Vashkar, who may have been on the drums on that Fela track. And a bunch of the Kinks before that coming up. We've got a couple more songs before the top of the hour, and we'll flip the script, move on over to an hour of reggae. This is Virgil. Thank you for listening to an hour of jazz. Like I said, sometimes it's all that jazz. APradio.org, KSDP, 830 on your AM dial, 88.1 FM on a repeater over in King Cove. K201DA is the string of numbers and letters they gave to that one. Colossal Yes, just like a Mademoiselle. Colossal Yes, it's a trio from, oh my gosh, Comets on Fire, which was a hard rock band. Regardless, he turned into a piano guy. Contemporary music, I think this was released about 7 or 8 years ago.